Nearly 17,000 Alaskans have signed up for health insurance on healthcare.gov during this open enrollment period. That's already a substantial increase from last year. And Affordable Care Act navigators expect the next 3 weeks will be even busier as the February 15th enrollment deadline approaches. APRN's Annie Feit dropped in on a recent enrollment event and has this story.
Micah Williams is sitting in front of a computer at the Lusac Library in Anchorage, dutifully checking off boxes for his healthcare.gov application.
Yes, I am a U.S. citizen. Yes, I do plan to file federal taxes. No, I am not married.
Williams is 27 and uninsured. He thought about signing up for health insurance last year, but he decided to wait. He didn't think he would qualify for much of a subsidy, and he kept hearing how bad the website was. On this afternoon, healthcare.gov is working, but it is not moving quickly. The site is overloaded because it's January 15th, the deadline for coverage that starts February 1st.
That's called the circle of death. Yeah. Last year I looked at that a lot.
I bet.
Joan Fisher is looking over William's shoulder. She's an Affordable Care Act navigator with the United Way of Anchorage. She's walking Williams through his application and helping him research his different plan options. Williams works at Tidal Wave Books and makes $10.50 an hour, and he pays a lot in student loans each month. And so his income qualifies him for a big subsidy. He can pick a silver plan with no premium and a $250 deductible. Williams is impressed.
Huh, that's pretty good. This is a lot better than I thought it was going to end up being.
I think a lot of people are surprised when they see what they qualify for in tax credits.
Fisher has been a navigator since the first open enrollment period that began in the fall of 2013. She says those 6 months were a frenzy, with a crush of people who wanted to sign up and a website that barely functioned, at least at first. This time around, she describes the enrollment process as more calm, but steady. Fisher says she's helping a lot of people like Williams, who decided to put it off for a year.
I've seen a lot of people who just said, I just didn't want to do it last year. And a lot of it was related to the website, but a lot of it was they just didn't understand and thought, you know, well, it's only going to cost me $95 if I don't sign up, so I'm not going to bother with it.
The penalty for 2014 taxes is $95 or 1% of income, whichever is higher. That expense is motivating a lot of people Cherise Fowler sees as the outreach and enrollment coordinator with the Alaska Primary Care Association. Fowler has traveled to Barrow, Bethel, and Fairbanks to get the word out about the enrollment period.
I think Alaskans in general, they do things when they're ready. So I think that people are warming up to the idea of the Affordable Care Act, and slowly but surely, one person at a time is coming to understand the benefits that it has and how it can positively impact their life.
Fowler says people love to procrastinate when it comes to signing up for health insurance. She says at the end of the last enrollment period, she was pulling all-nighters, and she expects the same as the February 15th deadline approaches.
I imagine it will be very busy and days will be blurred together of just trying to help as many Alaskans as we can access the marketplace and get their coverage before the deadline closes.
Micah Williams won't have to worry about the deadline. Now he's just waiting for his insurance card to arrive in the mail. And he says he'll be glad to know he has health coverage in case he needs it.
I'm pretty healthy and I wouldn't need, on average, more than a yearly visit. But it's comforting to know that I have some way to, you know, stay healthy if something bad were to happen.
Williams says he's trying to get the word out to his friends and coworkers, hoping they'll sign up too. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.